We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
WTIC News Talk 1080, and as we always like to do on a Friday, we wrap our day with the closer, the bureau chief for the Washington branch of McClatchy Newspapers, the great David Lightman. David, good morning. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm tired because I stayed up for the debate and the entire Giants game, which caused me to lose sleep after that was over. So
that was well timed. Yeah, we finished the debate, finished my story, and then got to see the last whatever it was 8 minutes of that game. Which, since I hate both teams, it was fun to watch. Yeah. Well, they always embarrass my Washington football team.
So. Well. Yeah, look, if it wasn't for Riverboat Ron, the Giants would still be winless this year. So, the Boston Globe described last night's debate as contrast instead of chaos. What did you think?
Contrast instead of chaos. I didn't think it was such chaos.
Well, instead of chaos from the first time, I think, is what they're saying.
I'm sorry. I mean, that's one of the things that struck me last night. This is a choice, and we usually don't have such a stark choice on issue after issue. That's what amazed me. Every topic that Kristen Welker brought up, there was, you know, here's where I stand. Here's where I stand. And it was fascinating to me that you have that kind of choice.
It appeared early in the debate to me that the president was trying to throttle back a little bit. And then about midway through, it's almost like the Red Bull kicked in.
Yeah, we were all watching for that. You know,
right.
When is he going to finally unleash himself? Hey, he really never did. I mean, he tried, but it was nothing like the first debate, obviously. And, you know, the problem for me with Trump is that it was just misstatement after misstatement. I mean, want to go even further, you say just lies. And that's what struck me. And, you know, he got emotional. But again, by Trump standards, it was a fairly restrained performance.
Yeah, definitely. And I know the fact checkers were in business, and Biden had a couple of things that stretched the truth as well. But from the opening statement about the coronavirus, it seemed like the president did say a few things that the fact checkers proved may not have been close to what the situation is. But again, that's been a trait over the last 6 years since his political career began.
Yeah, I mean, we've been fact checking him since he popped up onto the national scene. And my God, look, you want to go back 10 years ago, he was a big mover in that birther movement, remember, with Obama.
Right.
Talk about fact-checking. So we do it, and listen, the 40% who like him, approve of him, just moves on. Just says we're, the liberal media out to get him. We fact, look, Biden, too. I mean, plenty of fact-checking to be done on Biden.
Right, but, exactly.
Not quite the same. You know, I'll give you an example. This is a story I've been working on this week about how things differ between these two. Trump has mispronounced Kamala Harris's name repeatedly, right? So have his supporters, in a mocking way. So we're writing this and trying to figure out, well, what's going on here? Is this sort of sexism, racism? And people say, well, check the tape. Biden mispronounces her name as well, which he does. But Biden often corrects himself or apologizes for it, and that's the difference. You can make misstatements, right? We all do. I'm sure I do on this program. But you got to correct yourself. You got to show some contrition, humility, and that's what seemed to be lacking last night.
I guess the thing that everybody was looking for or a lot of people were looking for, was for some one of the candidates to do something to move the undecided voters. And as far as I could tell, that didn't take place.
Not sure. You know, I think Trump played to his strength, which is I'm not a politician. And when he kept going after Biden towards the end for being in office 47 years, 8 years, you know, and not getting anything done. Now, you know, we can argue that all day, but that resonates, I think, because the reason Trump is president today is because he's not a typical politician. People don't like Washington. They don't like politics. They don't like Congress. And here's this guy ready to blow it all up. And that's appealing to people. So we'll see. I don't know. That kind of stuff could resonate.
I thought the line of the night was when the president turned to the vice president and says, "I know more about wind than you do." I could hear people's heads clicking as he said that. The differences between them, though, as you say, were so stark, and we knew about them anyways. We knew the differences, but last night I think they were on full display for everybody to see.
Oh yeah, see, I think the moment that might be 2 weeks from now, if we know who won the election. One of the more telling moments is when Biden sort of ignored Trump, looked at the camera, and talked about, you know, why are we arguing about families when families are hurting, et cetera. And Trump's retort to that is, you know, there you go, typical politician. Well, which message is resonating? I don't know. And that's, I think we're going to go back to that moment in a couple of weeks.
I also thought, and I've been a fan of Kristen Welker since the first time I saw her on NBC News, I thought she was terrific. Now, look, the rules were different, so it might have been easier to control them, but I thought Kristen Welker did a terrific job.
I did, too. You know, she interrupted politely when she had to. She kept it on track. I was amazed that she got the topics in, because it was about 10:31 or something, and she managed to get that last question in. Yeah, listen, that's an impossible job. Anybody who does it will tell you. Especially with these two. These are two veteran politicians, veteran, you know, businessmen, et cetera. They're not going to listen to any of us.
No.
So she did very, very well.
And with so many ballots already having been cast, how critical was this debate?
You know, that's, you never know. I if the election were being held this Tuesday, yeah, I think fairly critical, because I think one way or the other, it's going to sway undecided. But the election's not for 10 more days. And as we've seen, 10 days is a lifetime. Lord knows what surprises we are in store, you know, over the next week. So, again, I go back to that moment where, you know, families versus typical Trump's charges, which resonates? I don't know. You know, if in a normal election year, people like me would go out to swing state. We talk to voters. We get a feel for it. That's one of the frustrations this year. We can't do that. So I don't know at this point.
Yeah, only 2 weeks. 11 days from now, well, actually probably 14 days by the time everything's counted, we'll know. David Lightman with us from the McGlatchy Newspapers, the Washington Bureau chief, friend of the show, and our Friday morning guest here with Ray and Joe. Yesterday, the Senate Judiciary Committee, as expected, voted Judge Barrett in. The Democrats did not show up.
Right.
I said at the beginning of the show, I wish they had shown up, and if they were going to cast a no vote, which they all were, they would have. Do you think they gain any? They gain anything by taking that stand and not being there for the vote?
I mean they help themselves with their base. Okay, it stokes turnout. It's a message to the 45% who are going to vote Democrat no matter what. It helps strengthen them, but did it help them? You see, again, it goes back. I'm not saying I agree or disagree with Trump, but it goes back to this feeling that, you know, people hate politicians. They, Barrett, look, you see the polls. I mean, people, she's up over 50% in Gallup as favorable. I mean, she put on a good show. So, and this is going to happen one way or the other. I'm not sure Democrats helped themselves there.
Yeah, I don't think they did. I think they would be better just going, casting their no vote, and then, you know, moving on from there. Because as you said, she's going to become a Supreme Court judge. I mean, there's no way, unless the most remarkable thing on planet Earth takes place in the next week or so, there's no way she's not going to be voted in by the Republican majority Senate.
No, unless there's some shocking revelation over the next 4 days. But, yeah, you know, this, again, goes back to you got to be aware that people in Connecticut, people all over the country, you know, they don't like Congress. They see them as a bunch of people playing games instead of doing the business they want to do. Look, Congress is heading home next week without any kind of economic relief package, right? I mean, tell that to all the unemployed people in Connecticut and elsewhere. Why? You know, because Nancy Pelosi and the White House just can't get together on a deal. This is, again, what ends up electing people who are not in politics. This is plays back to the Trump strength, even though he's been president for 3.5 years.
It'll be interesting to see how many incumbents get voted out on that first Tuesday. Yeah. Because my theory is, and we've only got about a minute here, but my theory is people all complain like we do, you know, the politicians, we got to clean the swamp. And then election day, they get to the polling place and they say, but you know what? My person's pretty good, so I'm going to vote for them.
It's the post office syndrome, as we call it. People love their mailman but hate the system.
It's like backup quarterbacks. Everybody loves the backup quarterback. Nobody likes the starter.
There you go. Right. It's always, tell me, the Washington football
team. I was going to say, except for the Washington football team, which has three quarterbacks.
Yeah,
so.
None of them. Oh, don't get me started. That's another show, yeah.
David,
well,
great stuff.
We're playing Dallas. So.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Good. Then you know what? Then Sunday, the Washington football team is America's team. So, David, thank you for your insight. As always, we appreciate your weekly visits with us. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
You too. Thanks very much.
Appreciate it. The great David Lightman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.